as well. Thank you, Mr. Advisor. I would like to reaffirm that reservations made by the Kingdom at the time of ratification of CEDAW were precautionary. But in practice today, with the progress that we achieved in the implementation of all articles of the convention, this clarifies that such a reservation was not an obstacle to the fulfillment of our commitment. The ratification of the treaty brings it into force and domesticates it into the legislative structure, architecture of the legislations in the Kingdom. As to your question, Madam, the Commission receives complaints 24/7 through our help lines and our telephone lines. We have field bureaus in the 13 provinces of the Kingdom to receive complaints. The outcomes of these complaints are periodically announced on our website. Unfortunately, I don't have the statistics right now, and I cannot respond in accurate terms about the number of complaints. However, I would like to reiterate that we start approaching the and dealing with the complaint by referring it to the competent authority if it is found that this complaint clarifies an imperfection or a dysfunctioning, and as such it would be referred to the National Human Rights Commission that would refer such a complaint to the Kingdom himself. So things differ on the basis of the kind and nature of the complaint. I think I have exhausted our answers now. Thank you, Madam President.